The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Out of the bottom of the circle, returns it for Brian Yoon up high. Right back, Phillips. Centers it, shot. Scores! Ty Fowler! Blasts home a one-timer from the left-wing circle. A power play goal makes it 2-1 Colorado. 6:28 left in the third period. And Ty Fowler, his third goal of the playoffs.
Well, I'm proud of the group. Thought we gave ourselves a chance. We were in the game. Unfortunately, the difference was a penalty late, a PK goal against. Overall, I like the way we played. I actually thought this game might have been our best of the series.
Good morning, everyone. That is Barracuda head coach John McCarthy bringing us in after hearing what was the game-winning goal for Colorado. And I do agree with John McCarthy in that sense. This may have been the Barracuda's best game of the series. They played so well throughout every single one of these games, going up against a really, really good Colorado side. It's a shame that it had to come to an end. But ultimately, what I'm walking away from this series thinking is, what if? What if they'd had a Podorowski healthy? What if they'd had Thomas Bortolo? Like, what if they'd had Shakir Mukmadulin? Like, you go down the list of these big names the Barracuda were missing heading into this series. And I know that that's no excuse. And, you know, they would probably say, Ted, that's not why we lost this series. But I can't help but wonder what the outcome would have been if the Barracuda had all their horses. But that's how it goes in Calder Cup playoffs or any sports playoffs. If you're not healthy, then you're not at your best. And if you're not at your best, then when you lose too many games, your season comes to a close. But ultimately, I'm choosing to look at this from a bit of a different angle, in the sense that everything the San Jose Sharks wanted to have happen as a franchise happened this year. When we're looking at the young players, whether it's guys who came up late like Igor Chernyshov or Quentin Musty, or guys that were there all year like Luca Cagnoni and Ethan Cardwell and Colin Graf, even though Colin Graf and Ethan Cardwell both had time with San Jose, and, you know, obviously Luca did as well. But, you know, we're talking about all these players that had the opportunity to, A, come up and play at the NHL level, and B, be tested in these Calder Cup playoffs and play that big situational hockey. And I was talking about it all year long. What you essentially wanted was these guys to have the opportunity to play in those big moments, to be on a penalty kill in a tight game in the Calder Cup playoffs, to be on the power play in a tight game in the Calder Cup playoffs, to understand adversity, to understand big situational hockey, to get used to these big moments. And that's exactly what the Barracuda were able to accomplish this year. And, you know, they hadn't been in the playoffs for a few seasons. They get back in. You know, they finally have a good deal more talent on this roster. And John McCarthy, even though a lot of it was poached from him throughout the year, he kept this team on the right track all throughout the season, kept them going in the right direction, got them into the second round of the playoffs, where, yes, if you don't have all your horses, you are going to be, you know, paying for it. And the Barracuda did, but still, they fought hard. I mean, every single game in this series essentially is a one-goal game, except for empty netters. You know, that's the big difference in this. And I think that if you look at the way the Barracuda played defense, they were absolutely phenomenal. A, and B, you know, the offense wasn't there, which we can attribute to factors to guys being gone. And so, you know, I don't think there's any reason for you to be too disappointed when looking at this Barracuda season coming to an end. I know I'm not disappointed. I always want it to go longer. I always want to watch more hockey of guys that I, you know, have an emotional and, you know, rooting interest in. You know, love watching Luca Cagnoni. I love watching, you know, Scott Sabourin. I love watching Colin Graf. I love watching Jimmy Schultz. You know, you go down the list. We got to see more great play from Yaroslav Askarov, but you watch all these high-level competitors and seeing what they can do out there on the ice, and you want to see more of that. And now we got to wait till the fall, essentially, to see what these guys can do in the next stage of their career. But all in all, this was a successful season for the San Jose Barracuda and a successful season for the Sharks organization. Enough of me. Let's bring in Nick Nolenberger, the play-by-play voice of the San Jose Barracuda. Noli, I guess I'll start here. Is this just a situation where we're going to go into the offseason wondering what if, with regards to how things would have played out if the league MVP had not been injured for San Jose?
It's a great question. Yeah, I think it will be one of those seasons that you think, man, we just gave the first place team in the division essentially everything they could handle without your best player, without the best player in the league. And you had trouble scoring goals throughout the series. And even in the first round, you don't have the MVP. You don't have Thomas Bortolo. It felt like you could certainly use a guy like Shakir Mukhamudulin on the back end. But it's just how it goes. It's this time of year, right, where injuries are a major factor in some of the results in these games. But, I mean, I give credit for every guy on the ice throughout the series. They just put it all out there. Every single game was close. And aside from a couple of empty netters, it was essentially one-goal games in all four of them in the second round. So a valiant effort from the group. Again, they gave Colorado all they could handle. But ultimately, in a game in which you had a 1-0 lead in the third and only lasted a minute and 17 seconds, you thought that goal may be the difference. Unfortunately, the lead didn't last, and Colorado pots a power play goal, and that ends up being the difference. So, yeah, certainly you look at the way the season ended without your top player in Paul Dorowski, and you think, what would have happened if he was there, and could the Barracuda have gotten out of this series?
It's unfortunate, but that is the reality, that injury never happens at an opportune time. But looking big picture, Nolly, you know, this playoff run, these two series, I think accomplished a lot of what they wanted for the young players. And that's not to discount, you know, what a guy like Jimmy Schultz brings to the table, but he's been through this. He knows what it takes to win in the Calder Cup playoffs. But you got great experience for a Luca Cagnoni, for a Colin Graf, for a Philip Biested. You know, you go down the list, Igor Chernyshov got into this game and, you know, put one in the back of the net. And, you know, that was one of the things that the franchise really, really wanted, for these young players to have to deal with big situational playoff hockey.
Yeah, Drew made the point after the game during our post-game show. This wasn't just a big deal for the Barracuda. This was a big deal for the organization. And it could have been a quick playoffs. The Barracuda could have been eliminated in the first round, and it still would have been a successful year because they got in. But they got out of their first round. They played a really, really solid Colorado team. And again, they gave them everything they could handle. But this is a season that you're going to look back, because of where the Sharks are as an organization, and they're still going through this rebuild. You want to put these young players in these high-pressure situations, and nothing replicates playoff hockey. And the closest thing to the Stanley Cup playoffs is the Calder Cup playoffs. Mm-hmm. I heard someone refer to playoff hockey the other day as it's dog years in development and experience. And there's without a doubt that these young players that hopefully impact the Sharks in the very near future will look back at this part of their career and this experience in these playoffs. It was only six games, but without a doubt, it's going to help every single one of them in their development, understanding what it takes this time of year to be successful, how intense it gets this time of year, how the game changes this time of year. It's incredible how much different the game looks. You see it in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You saw it in all these games, just how every guy finishes their checks. Every time you have the puck on your stick, you've got to be expected to get hit. There's no time and space out there. Most of the goals come within a 4-foot range of the net, right? Nothing is a time and space type of goal where a guy's sniping bar down. It just doesn't usually happen like that. So I think we'll look back on this team in particular, and hopefully there's more playoff runs to come with this group. But I think this is the first group to get back into the playoffs with this regime and all these young prospects. We'll look back at this time as a huge turning point for a lot of these players in their career.
What did you think of Chernyshov in tonight's game?
You know what? I thought he played great. I mean, he's a big body. We know the offensive production and abilities that he had. And for the Barracuda, they went into this game before even seeing the lineup. Me and Drew kind of talked about it following the game. We knew Colin White was out, so you knew somebody was going to draw on for him, likely Van Roboys as a center. But we thought maybe there's going to be another change up front because this team's just struggling to score goals. And Chernyshov certainly has the capability to do so. Although he's only played a couple of games in the AHL, I thought he made some plays. His goal came right atop the crease. He went to the net. He's going to score a lot of goals like that, hopefully in the future in a teal sweater. But I thought he handled himself well. The playoffs are just a different beast. It's so much quicker than the regular season. And I thought the pace was fine for him. He adjusted well. And I think it was really encouraging for him to get that game. It's just one, but very, very valuable for him to go into the summer with the intention to start his North American pro career next year, whether it's with the Barracuda or he makes the Sharks out of camp. Again, one game, but I think it's a big game for his experience, something he can put on his resume and something that he can lean on because he knows what to expect. So, yeah, I was really impressed by him. For him to score, I think, was huge too. You know, offensive players are confidence driven. he knows he has the ability, but until you do it, sometimes you question it. And hadn't scored in a couple of games during the regular season, but I thought he played well, did pick up an assist in his debut. But to get a goal, I'm sure he has to feel pretty good about himself. And I'm certainly sure that he is going to value tonight's game and that experience.
You know whose game I've really come to enjoy, especially in these playoffs and his brief time with the San Jose Sharks, is Patrick Giles. I mean, for a big, big guy, Nolly, and I stood next to him when he was first acquired by the team and interviewed him, and I was like, yeah, this guy is significantly larger than me, but he's fast, and he plays hard, and he sees the game well, and I thought that with every game, it felt like he was getting better and better.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I thought he was one of, if not the best player for the Barracuda in this series. And it's so interesting, too, and you got to give huge kudos to the Sharks scouting department, their pro scouting department, because you're acquiring a guy in Patrick Giles who had 9 games of NHL experience in his third season of pro, undrafted out of Boston College, traded from Florida to San Jose in that Vitek Vanacek trade. I think most Sharks fans probably thought the Sharks were going to get a draft pick for Vanacek. Instead, they get a player who's in his third season, and you're thinking kind of, well, what are we getting here, right? Does that seem like really, not to say there wasn't any point, but you just don't know what you're getting because he's been East, he's been playing mostly in the AHL. But I think he put on full display that he has a chance to be an NHL player. He can be an effective fourth line player with his size. Both him and Colin Graf were really, really good as a forward combo on the penalty kill. But the way he skates for his size, he's a big, big body, as you mentioned. I was extremely impressed by his play during the playoffs. And I thought this series in particular, he was one of, again, if not the best player on the ice for the Barracuda. So a kind of a trade that maybe fans wouldn't pay much attention to when it first happened. I think you've got a player who's going to push for NHL opportunities next year.
The other guy who I really liked throughout this series, and I enjoyed him all year long with both clubs, was Jack Thompson. I think that, you know, there was a couple of plays in this series where he had some great, you know, back-checking moments to come and break up some opportunities and just showed up, you know, with the want and desire for playoff hockey. And, you know, you love to see these guys, Nolly, get opportunities to put it all on the line, because when they're in a tough spot, when they're going up and down between the Barracuda and San Jose, and then they go back down, they go back up, and they're kind of getting not strung along, but there's just a lot of, you know, like, here, this is where you're useful to us this week. And then, you know, you get Jack a time to shine in these playoffs, and I thought he played really well.
Yeah, I totally agree too. And this was a big year for Jack Thompson in my mind, because last year when he came over in the trade from, he was with Syracuse at the time, but from Tampa in that Anthony Duclair trade, as a third round draft pick, he had already been an all-star in the AHL, and he had put up a ton of points as an offensive defenseman. His role really changed this year with both the Barracuda and with the Sharks, because with the Barracuda, he was not going to be on the top power play because Luca Cagnoni was one of, if not the best power play defenseman in the entire league. The second unit, that was kind of Lucas Carlson's job to be that kind of go-to defenseman on the power play. So Jack, when he was with the Barracuda, didn't get a ton of power play time, and that's where he's had a lot of success throughout his career. And one thing he talked about this year as being big for him was kind of learning to take on almost a different role. He's never going to be the biggest guy. He's never going to be a physically imposing shutdown guy. But what I felt like he really improved this year was his ability to defend with body positioning and stick placement. He's a great skater. He can close quickly. He can end plays quickly just with his, you know, hockey smarts and his ability to be reactive as a fluid skating defenseman. So I thought that part of his game took huge strides. His offense took a back seat, but he wasn't asked to be as much of a producer on the back end when with the Barracuda. So he's a right shot that's highly coveted. We don't have a ton of those in the organization. It's a Sharks organization that's looking for D. I think many believe if they were going to pick number one overall, they'd probably go D. We'll see if they end up getting a D with that top pick anyway. But I think they need D. And Jack Thompson made some big strides this year, splitting the season with the Sharks and with the Barracuda. So again, another piece, another option, another player that could be in the future for this organization. And again, you've got to give kudos to the scouting department for identifying a player that they liked and understanding that at this point of the organization, we need young players with high upsides and we want to develop them and see what we have in them. And again, Jack Thompson falls in line with that group of young prospects that hopefully can turn the tide here for this organization.
Podorowski was signed to a 2-year, 2-way deal but Jimmy Schult was signed to a one-year contract. Is that one of the big questions heading into the offseason now, whether or not Schult does return? Because I, you know, just in my brief interactions with the guy Noli, it seems like he's exactly what a team in the Barracuda's situation needs in the short term and the long term. I mean, the guy, he knows how to win, he knows how to lead. You know, just being able to interact with him and be around him and the team, you know, you just see that he literally steps so clearly into that leadership role.
Yeah, he was outstanding this year. Obviously, I knew of Jimmy in the Pacific Division. He played in Henderson. He obviously played in Coachella Valley the last couple of years. Didn't know him, though, as a person. And one of the best guys I've ever met in my 9 seasons with the team. Just absolutely salt of the earth guy. Incredible leader. You know, in our position, these guys are all great. They're all great people. We ask a lot of them as broadcasters to answer our questions and try to, you know, be thoughtful with them. And I don't think I've had a player that was more articulate and thoughtful with his responses than Jimmy Schult this year. And for him to be the captain and be able to do that and speak on the behalf of the team, that's massive. And he hadn't played in the NHL since he was a rookie with Vegas. He played one game with the Golden Knights 6 years ago and hadn't played in the NHL.
Yeah.
I watched like 4 games of him this year in the AHL, and I was like, how has this guy not gotten another opportunity? Incredible. I mean, he was so good for this team. And when he played in the NHL, I thought he fit in seamlessly. He's a guy who just works his tail off. I don't think anybody worked harder than him this year. He was usually the first in the room in the mornings. He was the last to leave after games, getting post-game workouts in. The way he composed himself throughout the year, led the young guys. And again, was such a good guy for this group in particular to lean on. And when the season first started, I figured Andrew Podorolski could have been the captain. And if he was, nobody would have batted an eye. He's been a captain before, and he put together an incredible year. But even ask Andrew Podorolski, the way that Jimmy Schult is as a human being, the way he conducts himself, he was as happy as anybody when he found out that Schulte was going to get the captaincy. So, man, I sure hope he's back, because those are the type of guys you need in your organization. You need young prospects that hopefully impact the NHL group in the very near future, but you need veteran players too. And you need guys like that who are as professional as they come. So I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I have no insight on that, but I wouldn't be shocked if they've already got something kind of worked out or there's been, you know, preliminary talks. When you give a guy a C, even at the AHL, you'd like to think that there's a plan beyond just that year. So I don't think he could ask for much more. He was brilliant in the playoffs in my mind too. His ability to defend and get his stick in front of pucks and put his body in the line. And he was awesome. I can't say enough good things about Jimmy Schult.
No, I'll get right there in line with you to say awesome things about Jimmy as well. Just a class human. And the other guy that I can't say enough good things about is John McCarthy. And just listening to his post-game availability, he actually didn't sound like he was too, you know, upset. I think he understood the writing was on the wall. They were up against a really, really good team who the Barracuda gave them all they could handle. And he just seemed very matter of fact in, you know, just kind of looking at the way the series went. You know, this is big for him, though, because he gets the team to the playoffs. He had, you know, the best roster that he's had to work with all throughout his tenure, even though a lot of it, you know, was often getting poached by the Sharks. But, you know, I thought for him, this was a really big year, and I was happy for him to get a series win, but just overall to have these opportunities to show his coaching ability in a playoff situation.
Yeah, for sure. And J-Mac is such a good guy, too. I worked with J-Mac when he was a player. I've seen him progress into this coaching role as well. And, you know, nobody's fully formed in the American Hockey League, players, broadcasters, coaches. And it's fun to see the evolution of a player. And it's been fun to see the evolution of John as a coach, too. And he's got great assistants in Louis Mass and Kyle Hagel and Eric Pinsky, our video coach. And they're just a cohesive group. They've been together now for 3 years. So it's a big deal to get to the playoffs for these players to experience that. But I think it's a huge deal for the coaching staff too, because they deserve to have that type of success. In the AHL, it is almost more about development in many ways than it is about actual results on the ice. But look, it's still a win-loss business. Even at the AHL level, developing players comes from winning in my mind. And I think the coaching staff and organization would totally agree. I mean, you develop by winning games and learning how to win. And J-Mac was great with the guys. He's a really even keeled, kind of mild mannered, always pretty level headed guy. And I think for him and his coaching staff, it was fun for him. Like, as you mentioned, this was the most talented group by a long shot. And it's hard to win if you don't have the horses. They had the horses this year. but this coaching staff, including J-Mac, was, I think, the perfect group to lead just because of their style, because of their experience as players and now as coaches. So can't say enough good things about J-Mac and the entire coaching staff. Really happy for him because even in the AHL, if you don't make the playoffs, there is a pressure. There is a pressure to get into the playoffs, and there's a pressure to keep your job. I mean, coaches are hired to be fired, even in the AHL. So to get into the playoffs, I think it gives them some breathing room, just how they feel about their situation. And hopefully this is just the tip of the iceberg on what this team does over the next couple of years.
Nolly, great work all year long, man. It was phenomenal listening to you and Drew do these playoff games together. I know that you want to get your night over with so you can go and get ready for a flight home and be with your wife and your baby on Mother's Day. But I appreciate your time, man, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon, all right?
Ted, appreciate you, man. Great job on NBC this year. Great job with the audio network, just grinding out content. We appreciate you, and thank you for covering the team during these playoffs. It was great to have your support. So, as always, appreciate you having me on, and we'll see each other lots this summer.
Again, that is the voice of the Barracuda, my good friend Nick Nolenberger, joining us here on Barracuda Breakdown. Now, let's hear what head coach Sean McCarthy had to say after this one.
John, the series of being close as it was, what was the difference in the end?
Well, I'm proud of the group that we gave ourselves a chance. We were in the game. Unfortunately, the difference was a penalty late and a PK goal against. But overall, I liked the way we played. I actually thought this game might have been our best of the series.
And speaking of that penalty, also yesterday, too, in the overtime, you guys got outnumbered because of someone chasing a hit. So in the same kind of case here, too, just can you talk about that line of you want to be aggressive, you want to be physical, but you also need to kind of toe the line there?
I got to look at it again. I don't know how similar those two plays are. It's important to – maintain composure.
Can you talk about the decision to put in Igor Chernyshov, and what did you see from him tonight?
I liked him. Scored, obviously. He had another look in the slot there in the third. Bigger body, can protect the puck, can go in first, has some skill. Really exciting player to watch. And we put him in because of that.
And Jimmy said that if you guys had made it a game five, that there was a thought that Polarowski would be available. Can you say the same to Colin White and Bortolo too? Were they close too?
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to tell. They were close.
How would you summarize this season for the Barracuda in general? I know it's tough. You guys just lost, but this is the most successful Barracuda season in a number of years here.
Yeah, I'm proud of the group. I really am. From our leadership on down, I think we took a step as an organization. Obviously, we're not satisfied. We realize we got to be, a team that's moving on and winning rounds. But at the same time, it was a positive step, and I think it's important to recognize that we got a lot of younger players, some playoff experience, and that's a positive.
All right, thank you, J-Mac.
Thanks.
Johnny, you mentioned Podorowski. Obviously, you'd love to have him in the lineup, but how much, especially maybe miss him on the power play, in this series, especially how much was he missed there for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a dynamic offensive player, and, he's our go-to guy on the power, and definitely missed him.
We were just, talking to Jimmy Schult there. What has he meant to your group just to have, his leadership? He said he'd like to be back with the Sharks organization. He's going into a free agency year. He'd love to sign a multi-year deal with a team. Just what has he meant to your group?
Yeah, he's been a great leader for us. That's why we put the C on him. Doing the right things, saying the right things, leading the way for us. He's a good leader, an important part of this team.
How much did you feel you grew this year as a coach? This is your third year. First couple of years were tough in terms of just wins and losses. But for you personally, how much did you feel that you grew as a coach this year?
Yeah, I think, every year I'm learning more and more and continuing to develop myself as a coach. So took some steps forward this year, and I thought our team did as well. So looking forward to you know, continuing on.
Couple more.
Is Askarov, in your opinion, a guy that's ready for the next level?
Yeah. I mean, that's not really my call, but he's a fantastic goalie with a ton of talent.
And let's also hear from the captain, Jimmy Schultz.
Sure. Jimmy, just wondering what the difference was in a close series like this.
Yeah, I think, fortunately, sometimes it comes down to Dockers. It looked like, you know, they were a little bit better on special teams. They converted on power plays in games one and tonight. And, yeah, it just seemed like they kind of had the hot hand and they executed when they needed to.
I want to ask you about the goals. First, the Bradley goal. Just what happened there? Did it go off of you a little bit, or did you see what happened there?
No, it's just... like I said, they got the bounces. It took a it just was a tough angle for us to defend, and unfortunately, I ended up in the back of the net. You know, we got one of those in game one. Sometimes that just happens. And
how about what did you see on the power play goal there?
Oh yeah, it's just a good shot. Goalie screened. They found a way to put it in.
And you have Igor Chernyshov coming in there, a 19-year-old, scores a big goal for you guys. Which, what can you say about his effort?
Yeah, he's had an impressive year coming back from injury. You know, training in San Jose until he went to juniors, and seems like kind of the whole organization's had their eye on him. He produced really well in junior, and then yeah, he stepped in, and I think he was impressive in all the games he played here. Big goal tonight, and kind of shows what he's got.
All right, thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy, obviously, like, you know, we were talking to Patrick earlier, and he said, no, the goal is not to get to the second round, but how much of a positive experience could this be for, you know, some of the young guys on this team who haven't been through this before? And what can they take away from this?
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction, you know, for these young guys. Some of them have been here for a couple of years and haven't made playoffs. So I think any experience is good, but... you know, you can't take it for granted. I don't think anyone's at all satisfied with where we ended up. I think, you know, we can step back and take some positives from it. You know, I think we battled in every game we played. We never gave up, and we are definitely building something in this, not only this team but this organization. And sometimes it just takes a step like this year. And you know, I think eventually we can step back and look at the big picture. But right now, it stings, and you know, I think it sucks. But it is what it is.
What has it meant to you to be the captain of this team?
It really has been an honor. I think that's kind of one of the things I thought, you know, coming back into the locker room, what a cool experience it's been for me, A, and B, just kind of what an honor it is to wear that letter on my jersey every night and, you know, try to lead by the way I act and the way I work, and I'll let the action speak louder than words. But, yeah, it's something that I'm going to be proud of forever. And, yeah, I've learned from a lot of really good leaders and captains growing up in pro hockey, and it's a real honor for me.
Just you know, frustrating not to have Andrew available in the series, right? Obviously, he was the league's leading scorer, and you know, ifs and buts. But what kind of difference could he have made in this series if he was healthy?
Yeah, that would have been huge. That was kind of the driving force behind tonight. You know, we really thought it sounded like we were going to get him back Sunday if we made it to Game 5. Sounds like we would have maybe got Colin White back if we made it there, and that was just kind of the driving force. We thought if we were able to win this game, there would be no doubt that we'd be able to win Game 5. But unfortunately, it didn't go our way. But yeah, as far as Posse goes, I've watched him play and produce in the regular season and the playoffs the past 3 years. He's been my roommate on the road. He's been a guy that I've looked up to in a huge way. A guy I've learned a ton from, the way he carries himself, the way. He stays so even keeled, and just kind of the way he approaches the game, and he's been the most valuable player in this league pretty much ever since he stepped into it. And you know, wherever he ends up in the next few years, he deserves a shot playing in the NHL, because he's going to be just as effective there as he is in this league. And, yeah, that would have been huge to have him. Obviously, I think that would have made a big difference, but unfortunately, we're one game short.
Time for one more.
How do you, I mean, you're a free agent on yourself here coming up. You know, are you open to re-signing in San Jose? I mean, how do you kind of, the season just ended here, but you thought about your future at all and whether or not you'd like to be back in with the Sharks organization?
Yeah, it'd be really cool to be able to keep helping build this thing. I think that's, I've never been able to sign more than a year contract in my career, and it would be cool to be able to do that and come back here. You know, a lot of times it's not necessarily the player's decision, and we'll see what happens. But I mean, yeah, it's like I said, we've taken a step in the right direction. There's something exciting building here. It's been really, really fun to be a part of.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back momentarily here.
We are out of time. Keep it tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all throughout the offseason to bring you the latest Barracuda and San Jose Sharks news. For the San Jose Barracuda and the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.